Welcome to the Good Hope Through Grace Bible Study Time, sponsored by the Elizabeth Baptist Church in Bancroft, West Virginia. I am Pastor Jeff Arthur. Currently, our study is on the I Am statements of Christ in the Gospel of John. There are seven of them in all. Last week, in John chapter 6, verse 35, we looked at the first one, which Jesus said, "I am the bread of life." This week, we'll begin with the second I Am statement of John, which is given to us in the Gospel of John chapter 8 and verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." The second I Am statement of Christ in this series is, "I am the light of the world." Now, why would Jesus call himself the light of the world? Well, it's relatively simple, because Jesus gives light to those who live in darkness. This was the prophecy of Scripture, and several times in the book of Isaiah, as it talks about our Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, it says that he would be one that gives light. In the book of Isaiah chapter 42, the Messiah passages, also called the servant passages, it says, "I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sat in darkness out of the prison house." Isaiah chapter 49, again, it mentions that he would be one that would give light. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 6 says, "And he said, It is light that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved of Israel. And I will give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth." So the Old Testament scriptures prophesy that the Messiah would be one that gives light. Now, certainly to understand Jesus as being the light of the world, to understand him being the one that gives light, then you got to understand the condition that we are in apart from Jesus Christ. Before that we were saved, our natural condition is that we are in darkness. And to be in darkness simply means, it certainly doesn't mean we're in physical darkness, but the idea of it is that we are in spiritual darkness. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says, "The God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." So before I was born again, in my natural condition, without Christ, the Bible says that I was in darkness, and the day that I was saved, Jesus gave me light. It's why he is called indeed the light of the world. I was spiritually blinded. Spiritual things I didn't understand. A person can sit under gospel preaching and sit under the word of God, but many times not have the understanding that they should have until the day that the Lord gives them light. So my mind was blinded. I was in darkness. I was under the dominion of the prince of darkness, which was Satan, and if I died in that condition, then I would have spent an eternity in darkness, in weeping and gnashing of teeth, as the book of Matthew chapter 8 says. So Jesus is called the light of the world, as John 8:12 says, because he is the one that gives light to the world, both Gentile and Jew, those who lived in darkness. Jesus is the one that gives them light. Now, the day I was saved, the day that I was born again, The day that I trusted Christ as my Savior, Jesus gave me light. I was in a miserable condition. I was blinded. I was dead in trespasses and in sins, as the book of Ephesians chapter 2 says. I was under the dominion of the prince and power of the air. And in that lost condition, God gave me light. 2 Corinthians 4:4, the text that I quoted just a little while ago, I didn't finish reading it for this reason, to show you a little something else here. Let me go ahead and again read the text. It says, "The God of this world, which is Satan, hath blinded the minds of them which believe not." Their minds are blinded. They don't understand spiritual things. "It's lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, whose image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake." Now listen to this. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." I was in darkness, but there was a day in my life that in my lost, blinded, dead condition, the Holy Spirit gave me light. It said God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, and He shined in my heart. Now, what happened the day that I was saved is that when the Lord gave me light, that means He gave me understanding. He caused me to be able to see. He caused me to be able to understand the condition that I was in. You see, men don't understand the condition that they're in. They don't realize the lost condition and the spiritual condition that they're in, of darkness and being dead and being blinded. But the day that God gave me light and He shined in my heart, you know, in the beginning it says God said, "Let there be light." And He's the one that created the natural light that we, of course, enjoy. But the day we were saved, He gave us light again, but except He created light in our hearts and in our minds. And we understood the condition we was in, and we understood where we was going to end up had it not been for the illuminating grace of God that He bestowed upon our hearts the day that we were saved. He opened our eyes. The song Amazing Grace says, "I was blind, but now I see." The writer understood what his condition was, but after the Lord opened his eyes and caused the light to shine in his heart, then he understood his condition, and then he understood his need for a Savior. So Christ gave me light, and He gave me light the day that He saved me. And by that we simply mean that He made us alive. He quickened us. He opened our blinded eyes. And now we understand who Jesus is and why He died, and we understand spiritual things with regard to salvation. And that happened the day that we were saved. The book of Hebrews chapter 10, in speaking to the Hebrews, he says that, he mentioned that they had been illuminated. He says in Hebrews 10:32, "But call to remembrance the former days, in which after that ye were illuminated." Certainly we realize what that means. You can have a room that's in darkness, and then you go in and you turn on your light, and then that light illuminates the whole room. And what that simply means is it gives light to the whole room. Well, Jesus illuminated our heart. He gave us light, and then we was able to see. My friend, if He didn't illuminate us, if He didn't give us light, then we would still be in darkness. So He is called the light of the world because He's the one that gave us light. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, it says that in verse 9 that He called us out of darkness into His light. We were in darkness, and it says that He called us out of darkness, and now we are in light. Now, certainly He called us. This calling, of course, wasn't a verbal call out of heaven, but it was an inward call that went forth to the heart of those that hear the gospel message. You can preach the gospel message and you can encourage men to see it, and you can encourage men to understand it, and you can encourage men to be made alive. But my friend, they can't do it on their own. It's only Christ, through the means of the Holy Spirit, that can cause a old blinded dead sinner to see and to be made alive. He called us out of darkness into His light. So that's the reason why He's called the light of the world, is because He's the one that illuminates your mind. He's the one that opens your eyes. He's the one that makes you alive. And that's the reason why today that you see. If you're listening to me and you're saved because the light of the world gave you light, and He did that the day that He saved your soul. In describing His ministry, here's what the Apostle Paul said about his own ministry. This was the ministry that the Lord gave him in the book of Acts 26. It says, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light. To go from darkness to light is what happens the day that you are saved. I was in darkness, now I'm in the light. I was in darkness, I was blinded, I was dead. But He turned me from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan, which I was under his dominion, from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. That's what the Apostle Paul told King Agrippa whenever he was witnessing to him about his need for salvation. So Christ gave us light, and that's the reason why He's called the light of the world. John chapter 3, verse 18 says that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. And that's the way the natural man is. Apart from the inward working of the Holy Spirit of God, they love darkness more than they do light. So I'm thankful tonight. If you're listening to me and you're saved and you've trusted the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, you can pause right now just for a moment to thank God that the day that you were saved, He caused your blinded eyes to see. And He called you out of darkness unto His light. And you understand today about Christ and about salvation, because there was a day in your life that He illuminated you and He gave you light. So that's the meaning of this great I Am statement of Christ. He indeed is the light of the world. He's the one that gives it. Now, secondly, it says, He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. Now, what's the meaning of that? Certainly some would think that you follow Christ's example and then you'll receive eternal life. Well, you can't follow Christ's example until after that you're saved. Certainly I'm striving to follow His examples that He set for us in Scripture. Everyone that's born again strives to follow His example. But you're not saved by following His example. You're saved by trusting His atoning sacrificial death on Calvary's cross. You're saved by His death and resurrection. So what does He mean here when He says, He that follows me shall not walk in darkness? What does it mean, He that follows me? Well, how you follow the Lord is by trusting in Him. He says in the Gospel of John chapter 12, again, he called Himself the light of the world in John 8. And again in John 12, He calls Himself the light. John 12, verse 46, all I'm doing now is explaining to you what it means to follow him. I am come a light into the world, and whosoever believeth in me should not abide in darkness. How do you follow the Lord? You follow him by believing in him. Believe in the light. Who is the light? The light is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we follow him by trusting him as our Savior, trusting that he died for us on Calvary and rose again the third day. My friend, that's how you follow him. You trust him. You receive him. Also in the Gospel of John chapter 8, in speaking to them, he said, "Well, ye have the light. Believe in the light, that ye may be the children of light." You see, we were in darkness, but now when you believe in the light, who is the Lord Jesus, and to believe in the light means to trust in him, to put your confidence in him, to put your sole hope of heaven in Jesus Christ. Very few really do that anymore. They put half their hope of heaven in Jesus Christ, or a quarter of their hope of heaven in Jesus Christ. You must put all your hope of heaven in Jesus Christ. So he says, while you have the light, believe in it. Trust in him. And then it says that ye may be the children of light. So when he says, he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, you follow him by trusting in him, by believing on him, as he makes it clear when he talks further about himself being the light in Gospel of John chapter 12. My friend, you can't follow his example after you've trusted his death, till after you've had your sins paid for, till after you've been made a child of light. Now that you are a child of light, then you're to walk like it, then you're to live like it, to bring glory, honor, and praise to the name of the one that saved you from your sin. So you follow him by trusting in him as your Savior, as he makes clear in John chapter 12. When you trust in him, then you are translated from darkness, from the power of darkness, unto light. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 13. It says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." That's where we was at. I was under the dominion of Satan. I was in his dominion, under his dominion, and he translated me from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. My friend, today I'm a child of light, and I'm a part of the kingdom of his dear Son. Now, why have I seen all of that? Because he gave me light. He is the light of the world, and I have trusted in that light. Have you? The most important thing in this world is to trust in it. Verse 47 of John 12 says, "If any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world, Gentile and Jew. He that rejects me and receives not my words hath one that judges him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." My friend, have you believed in the light? Have you trusted in the light of the world? And when it says in John 12, "He that follows me," it means to trust in him. And when you trust in him, you won't walk in darkness. You're no longer in darkness, because you are now in the light. I was in darkness. There's a song a hymn that I've heard sung in the past that says, it was entitled, "He Touched Me." I was in darkness, and Jesus found me. Then he touched me, and now I'm free. So that's what becoming a child of light is all about. I was in darkness, and he gave me light, and now I'm no longer in that, and I'm a child of light, and I'm a member of his kingdom. Isn't that a glorious thing? And that same thing can be true of you if you trust in the light, the Lord Jesus Christ. Back to John 8:12. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. You won't be in darkness no more, because he's called you out of it, and now you're in the light. Now that verse doesn't stop there. Let's go ahead and finish it. But shall have the light of life. You'll notice that light and life are put together. The day that the Lord gives you light, you understand your condition you're in, you realize where you're going to end up because of him giving you light, and then you see that Jesus is the Messiah, that he died for you in the cross, and then you trust him, and you become a child of light. When he gives you light, my friend, he also gives you life. That's why light and life are linked together. The day that he gave me light and I trusted in Christ, he also gave me life. And that life that he gave me was eternal life. 1 John 5 says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son hath not life. My friend, as long as you're abiding in darkness, you won't have the life that this text is speaking of. Eternal life. My friend, life isn't much without eternal life. And the reason why this light is life is because when he gives it and you trust Christ, he gives you everlasting life. And he tells us that over and over again in the Gospel of John. God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So, Jesus is the light of the world. He gives us life. Now, we're the children of light. And when we become children of light, the book of Ephesians 5 says this, for ye were sometimes darkness. He's speaking to the Ephesian church, and he's speaking of before they were saved. Anytime the Bible talks about someone before they are saved, it says they were in darkness. We realize that today. We talk about being in darkness, and now we're in the light. Why are we that way? Because he gave us light. Well, it says ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. You were in darkness, now you're in the light. That's what being saved means, to go from darkness to light. But now are ye the light in the Lord. Now listen to this command. Now walk as a child of light. What does it mean to walk as a child of light? Well, it means to conduct yourself as a child of light. If you're listening to me and you've trusted in the Messiah, and the Bible says you're a child of light, now it says to walk like it. That means to live like it, to conduct yourself like it. As you walk in the world and live in the world and go to your job or go to your school, if you're a child of light, your life should bear witness to that. People should be able to tell that you're a child of light by the things that you do and the things that you say and by the things that you don't do and by the things that you don't say. We're to walk as a child of light. And the reason why we're to walk as a child of light is to bring glory and honor and praise to the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, which gave us that light. So if you're a child of light, you need to walk like it. You need to conduct yourself like it. And if you're going to walk like it, then you got to have his help. You got to stay in contact with him. You got to stay in his word. You got to stay in his house. You got to stay in communion with him in prayer. You got to stay in fellowship with his people. And that will help you to walk and live and to conduct yourself as you should. It's a shame today that so many people claim to be a child of light. But my friend, you can't tell them at all from the world. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, Another great text concerning light, the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 14. It says, in talking about the world, that we are to shine forth as lights. It says, let me go ahead and read this to you so I can quote it just right. Verse 15, I'm sorry, Philippians 2, 15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. You know, the Bible teaches that the world lies in darkness, and God's people in it are to shine forth as lights. You know, you can turn all the lights off in the room and just strike a match. And you see, when you strike a match, that light shines out in the darkness. God's people are to shine forth as lights where they go to school at and where they work at. You know, light's different in darkness. And you can see it. Book of Matthew chapter 5 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father. See, the purpose of good works is not to save you. The Bible makes that crystal clear. What Jesus did on the cross is what saves you. The reason why we do good works, the reason why we're to let our light so shine, is to bring glory, honor, and praise to the one that saved our soul. Are you shining forth as light in this old dark world? That's what Paul encouraged the Philippians to do. To shine as a light in the midst of a crooked and a perverse nation. Romans chapter 13, 12 says that we're to cast off the unfruitful works of darkness after that we become a child of light. We're to cast them off. We're not to continue to live in sin after that we become a child of light. We're to walk in the light. We're to shine forth as lights in a dark world. And we're to cast off the unfruitful works of darkness. It says in Romans 13, 12, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. My friend, if you're a child of light, you have responsibilities to live and conduct yourself as a child of light. As you're listening to me, one or the other, you're either a child of light or you're a child of darkness. There's no middle ground there. You can't live in both worlds. You're either one or the other. You've either trusted the light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're under the dominion of Satan. My friend, I encourage you, if the Holy Spirit's spoken to your heart and you see your need for salvation, that you would trust Him right now. It's also my hope that if you've made a profession of faith and your light's not shining, that you would repent of that and begin to live again faithfully for your Lord and Savior, that light of the world, the Lord Jesus Christ. This has been Good Hope Through Grace. Listen in again next week for our next I Am statement of Christ.